I want to answer that.
Friedman.
It's a good question. Let me see, does he say that?
What's up, Randy?
Pre-pre-adama doesn't work for Lechem because you're not referring to it. And pre-pre-adama is a statement of identification, right?
Where is it? Am I on the wrong page here? What's going on?
Rish Tamach Vav.
Oh, yeah. Rish Tamach Hei. Yeah, he says, Lechem Omad. He says, Fiza Kosev Baruch. He came in the Chol Shetach Baruch Barim Neimizonis Lo Yotza. This is also the Ra'ah says if you make a bar b'adam on something with a mizonis, you also not yotze. Same reason. B'hilchos ritva sham os test zayin kosav din biri chalapas bar meaning mizonis yotze. Yes, I want to go back a little bit. We were discussing yesterday with the name. The name. Let me ask you a question. Some people like these things. Some people don't like these things. I don't know. But, what's that?
Can't please everyone.
Cannot please everyone. Questions like this. We were discussing the name of things yesterday, right? Questions like this. You have different kinds of names, all right? Different kinds of names. Let's just speak very... In the broadest sense, there are two kinds of names. There are names of proper names, proper nouns, what they call, like David.
Jeremy.
What's that? Jeremy, right? And then there are names of, let's say, species. For instance, you can have a pet parakeet named Polly, right? So to keep the so what's the difference between the name Polly and the name parakeet? I mean, it sounds silly, but I'm trying to get to some idea of here.
One name is a category of a thing, and one name is just by however you want to call it.
Okay,
distinguishes it from that category.
Okay, so. So the question is, are they different types of, are the names functioning in different ways? In other words, the name, the proper name, Tom, Dick, and Harry, right, those are identifying particular individuals, particular entities, correct? So it's a particular identification of an object.
The other name is identifying by quality.
The other names are identifying particular ideas. Correct? Now, the name should always identify a particular. That's what a name does. It identifies a particular. But a proper noun identifies a particular object. Right? This bird is Polly. This is Polly. Or, whereas names of species or other kinds of names identify a particular, but not a particular object, a particular idea. Okay?
Why not a category?
A particular idea. I'm sorry?
Why not a particular category?
Because I don't know what you mean by category. What is a category? Category is grouping based on ideas. It's a grouping based on an idea. You say all of these things share a common idea. I'm using the word idea because I'm saying as opposed to a physical thing. Now, there's a certain concept that they all have in concept, certain idealized form that they all have in common. I'm more concerned with what they have in common. In other words, they both are really identifications. To say, now, I'm trying to show you one thing over here. That it's not really general versus specific. It's always specific. Names are always specific. But the question is, a specific entity, physical object, right? Or is it a particular idea, a particular concept? Okay? So the name bird... The word bird, I could call Polly a bird. It's also a proper, it's It's also a proper way of referring to it, right? But that's referring to a certain idea that it has in it that it shares with all other things that have that name bird. I'm identifying not this particular object by that word, but I'm identifying a certain concept. Okay? Yes?
But if I were to refer to an idea as A, and there were no further derivations...
We don't have names for ideas. I mean, what do you mean call an idea? What do you mean call an idea A? Are you doing some logical trick on me or something?
I'm not sure.
No, I don't want to be a Socratic fool here, okay? I'll ask the question.
You would take like a specific term just like by the name of a parakeet and apply it to the
How do you know what he's going to say? How do you know what he's going to say? Anyway. So the point I'm trying to make is like this. Let's say we say, so we can have an idea, we can have the name, we can have the word fruit, right? Priya 8. Right? Correct? Now, when we go, so that's a certain, that's identifying a certain idea that they have in common, that unifies a certain group of things, a set, you might say. Now, when I add the name apple to it, for instance, correct? When I add the name apple to it, what am I doing?
More specific idea.
Correct. But in other words, the apple, the idea of apple is going to contain the idea of fruit already. Right? Right? What are you saying?
Something about a tree.
Yeah. So, right, you understand what I'm saying? But the point is, this does have a purpose. The point is, lechem, for instance, is not like apple. In other words, apple is a further refined idea within the idea of fruit. The further particular within the idea of fruit. The apple contains fruit. The shame apple is premised on that quality already that exists in the fruit because it's a specific form of a fruit. That's part of its very definition. Okay? But lechem is not. The name, when the Ritva says it has a new name, Koveya new shame of Lechem, that you can't say that the Lechem is a refinement of the type of a type of Pri Adama. It's a new category on its own. In other words, the shame Lechem is not like a further refinement of a Pri Adama, because it's just a different type of a form altogether. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore he's saying if it has a new shame of Lechem, right? Then that shame lechem is not include the shame Pri Adama anymore. It does not include the shame the Pri Adama. It's a completely different. It's like a new entity. And therefore, Pri Adama will not refer to it anymore. Whereas Pri Eitz refers to every particular. You can't say lechem is a type of growth from the ground. You can say an apple is a particular type of thing that grows from a tree. But you can't call lechem, once the Torah gives us a new shame of lechem, which has its own category, that becomes, now you can say rye bread is a particular form of the lechem. But no, it's identifying, what I'm trying to say is like this, that apple is really making reference to the idea of fruit in a specific form. But you can't say bread, lechem is not making reference to a vegetable of a particular form. It's a whole new form. It's a whole new class of things. It doesn't include the shame of Pri Adama. It's not included in the shame Pri Adama. But it is another category. It will be in the category of Muslim. That's not a problem. It does have its own category, and that category will be Muslim. It is a type of Muslim. But it's not a type of vegetable. You can't say it's just vegetable modified. But that's because we give it its own shame. For instance, flour doesn't have its own shame. Solus is not its own thing. Solus is just a different form of the wheat. Just crushed. Just a different configuration. But it doesn't become a new categorical entity.
With this idea of shame, how can you...
For instance, it's interesting, when the Torah says solas, it always refers to chitim. It's always solas chitim. It's not a new category of solas. It's not like solas is a new entity. Solas is just a crushed form of something else. Just a way of referring to the state of the thing. It's the same thing, chitim, just in a different state. So you still make a bar priyadon.
And that would be very similar to wine and oil.
And exactly. Yayin is always yayin from a grape. And shemen is always shemen zayis. They're just different forms of the... They're just different states, different conditions of the other thing. But they never are removed into a new category of objects, which would span different things, which would incorporate all different, many different types. Yeah.
So how does it work that lechem with its shame can be considered part of muzzin or whatever?
Because muzzin doesn't refer to a... Muzzin is a more general term. It's a term of sustenance.
Fact that it's a shame block it from being part
of... No, he's saying the fact that it's a shame means it can no longer be included under the types of vegetation anymore. But it certainly has a category of food. And then you can't say there are different types of things that grow. Like you can say there are different types of fruits. There's apples, there are oranges. But when we say... The other question was, Torah says te'ena. So why isn't that a new thing? Right? The point I'm trying to make is that te'ena itself includes the idea that when we say there's a name is identifying a concept. The concept of te'ena includes the concept of fruit. So saying that the Torah calls it a te'ena doesn't mean that it now has a new shame and it can't be referred to as a pre-ace. Because that's the very idea of te'ena. It's a further refined concept differentiating one fruit from another, but it's based on the original concept of pre-ace. But lechem is not based on the concept. Lechem is not taking a concept of how the thing grows and refining it further. Lechem is a whole new entity.
But in relation to Muslim, though, it is.
It's the highest Muslim. Yeah. It's the best type of Muslim.
When you say lechem, that is a specific type of Muslim.
Correct. But it's not a specific type of vegetable.
So when you say something as a shame, does that mean it's categorically removed from being part of it?
That's what I'm saying. You have to know what it means when you say it. Shame identifies an idea. You have to know the type of idea that it's identifying. By te'ena, it's just identifying a type of pre-ha'et. So therefore, you wouldn't say because it has the shame te'ena, now it's outside of the category of pre-ha'et. No, that's exactly what the name is. The name is a refinement within the shame pre-ha'et that it already has. But lechem is not a refinement of a pre-adama. It's not a refined shame of a pre-adama because there's nothing in the way that it grew that made it lechem. It doesn't come from the way it grows that it's lechem. It's a whole new process that it's subject to. It's like a whole new creation. It's like a house now. You take wood and you make a house out of it. You don't say that's a type of tree. You don't say that's a type of of eight. Has nothing. This concept has no relation to the idea of pre-adama. So since the Torah gave it a new shame, but what he means by giving it a new shame is that it's not like soles shemen and yayin. Soles shemen and yayin are not new shamos. Those are just like adjectives. The wine, it means the grape in this form. The wheat in this form. The olive in this form. Right? But it always refers back to a specific object. Yayin always means grape. Shemen always means zayas. And soles always means chitim. They're just a different form. It's not a new class of objects. But lechem is kolel many types of lechem. That itself is a new idea. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So is it correct to say that the difference between the relationship between the lack of lechem to pre, right, and lechem to mazon is the type of shame it is? In other words, the type of shame will allow it to be part of the category of mazon, but
correct,
not part of the category.
Because that's the idea that it's identifying. It's identifying an idea within the category of mazon, not an idea within the category of how things grow.
So it's not just an arbitrary matter of the Torah saying.
Not just an arbitrary matter of Torah giving a name.
It's not like shame can never be part of a greater thing.
Correct. Just like Te'ena is part of Priyait. But the idea is that shamos identify ideas, and you have to know which idea, which category of which class of ideas we're
Te'ena is also shame, just in a different way.
Yeah, Te'ena is a shame. Identifying how a particular
right.
type of pre grows.
Okay.
So how is that different from the second answer?
Oh, the second answer is a question of the shevach, that we have to give a shevach on a natural thing. Pre is always a natural type of thing, right? Okay. Okay. All right, so now we have the question of Rav Yossi and Rav Huna. So what does the Gemara? So the Gemara says that what? That Rav Huna, who holds that shehak only a bizvaro is not good on yayin and on pasim yayin, he'll be like who? Like Rabbi Yossi, who says kamen noya pasu or kamen noya tainazu baruch hamakom shebara is not yotze, right? And Rabbi Yossi gives the reason why you're not Yotze. I mean, right? Rabbi Yossi himself says why you're not Yotze. Because you're Mishanim HaBeir Shavachon. But for some reason, the Gemara is saying that's the same thing as saying that you're not Yotze with a Shachal on Pas, or Yayin. Right? So what is the Riva? So the Riva tries to explain what the connection between those two positions is. So what is he saying?
So, should I start with the Rabbi Meir?
Okay, Rav Meir.
Right. Oh, yeah, so he says, Rav Pas, Rav Makama, Nai Pas, Zu, Baruch Hamakam Shabara, Yatza, Vekulin, Pirish, Tahavale, Kibirkas Shahakol. Give it to Rav Meir.
It's an interesting thing. He's saying that when Rav Meir says you Yotze like a Shahakol. What does he mean to say? He means it's not a translation of a Moti Lechem Minoris. It's not a translation of a Moti Lechem Minoris. Why is a Shahakol? Why? What does he mean that you're like a shahakol? It is interesting.
Because like a shahakol is basically you refer to the entity because it's kol everything, and then it's just an acknowledgement that God created it.
Right.
So to here, even though you're mentioning it in specific,
right,
instead of using the term to be kol everything, you just mention the pas, and then you acknowledge it. But there's no reflection on
how it came
on the bria.
Right. I think you're right. I think he's right. It's acknowledging it's identifying the object, kamenoa pazu, that's the identifying the object, and then you're just mentioning that God created, that's included in the bria of Hashem. You're not saying, like te'ena, kamenoa te'ena zu, baruch hamakom shebara, you're not saying, this te'ena is part of a certain system of brias, of a bria of peros. You're just saying, this is the te'ena, I'm reacting to this, and I'm recognizing that it's part of the bria of Hashem. Yeah.
Does that mean that if I were to make all of those references, the every appropriate reference, but didn't have the form that the Chacham set up, then I would be Yotze on the level of Hamotze?
If what, once again? On which case? And what type of a thing? On a bread or on a...
On bread.
If I would translate the broken English, you mean?
Yeah, but mean not like straight English, meaning like outside of the formulation that the Chachamim set up. But I made reference to all of the right points. Then it would be equal?
That's a good question. I mean, that's a question of what do you mean that you're Mishana the Matbeah of the Bracha? What does it mean to be Mishana the Matbeah? Mustafa, yes, you're Yotze. If you have all the elements, you're Yotze. Okay.
Right. So, Nema de Rav Huna de Amar Rav Yossi.
Okay, so how do we say that Rav Huna is like Rav Yossi? So the obvious problem is that what? That Rav Huna holds Shehakol is good on everything else. He's only saying Pas and Yain is not good on. And Rabbi Yossi is talking about everything.
So Iklamimar, the Kazanka Daitach Hashta, the Kevin Damar Rav Huna, the Afilu Birach Shehakol, the Hebracha, the Tachino Rabbanan Bashar Mele, Afilu Hakilo Yata, Kolshkain Rabbanan, Kolshkain Kishabirach Bracha, the Lotakino La Rabbanan Klau, Shumdavar.
So he's saying that what? The Rav Huna is, the Gemara is assuming now that what? That Rav Huna is saying that according to Rav Huna, if you're not going to be Yotze on Pas V'Yayin with a bracha that's Hamor Mesakein elsewhere, right, then it's a Kol Shekein. Is it Kol Shekein?
Yeah.
Then it's a Kol Shekein that you're not going to be Yotze on anything with a bracha that they weren't misaking. Is that what he says, basically?
Yeah.
With a bracha that they weren't misaking. Yeah. So what is the kol shekein? What is the kol shekein? What's the kol shekein? That's the question. What do you say?
It sounds like one has nothing to do with the other.
Right. Especially since, I mean, Rav Yossi gives a reason. It's not like Rav Yossi doesn't give a reason. He says, Rav Yossi Omer, Kol HaMashana, Rav Beish, Teru Lachtom, Brochus, Lo Yotza, Lo Yotza, Lo Yotza. So it's certainly, Rav Yossi certainly has to do with the idea that you're Mashana, the Matbeah, the Brocha. But what does it have to do with saying a Shehakol on bread? So that's what I'm saying, you have to go back to the other Ritva that we mentioned the other day. Right? Where he gives a hint to the machlokas of Rabbi Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Right? And what does he say? He says that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yeyotze, even though it's not bracha delay. Right? So Rav Meir holds, Rav Huna must hold that what? That you need bracha delay. Yeah, you need bracha delay. Okay?
Who Rav Meir?
I'm sorry, Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan says, he wants to say that Rav Yochanan holds you don't need bracha delay. Right? So Rav Huna must hold you do need bracha delay.
And in terms of, Rav Huna definitely holds you can make a shakal on an apple, for example. Right?
He holds you can make a shakal
so
on an apple.
So is that also the concept of bracha delay, or bracha delay is limited to this distinction?
Yeah, that's a good question. In other words, if Rav Huna holds, you need bracha delay, so what's the difference between bracha delay of pas and bracha delay of a fruit? Right? Yeah, what do you say? What do you say? That's a good question.
So, but by fruit, Rav Huna agrees that the shakal.
He agrees that you use it with a shakal. Otherwise, the mission doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Didn't we answer that question, Ben's question, by saying that whatever ideas of chashivas there are in pas and yayin that he held as the shevach of the thing, it is kashivas, so therefore you can have its bracha. But other things, it's not the case, so you could have some other bracha.
Well, I mean, that's a nice idea that we said. And that's what we said for Rashi, because Rashi emphasizes that pas and yayin are different. But Rav Huna, Riva's just saying that he doesn't really seem to be talking about it. He just says they have a bracha.
And the derech of the Ritva, too, he never says there's like something unique about either yayin or lechem that requires some special component. His breakdown so far has just been no.
Right.
This bracha is irrelevant on two fronts or whatever it is. He doesn't
right.
go for the positive.
Right.
I don't think the problem is.
Question is, if you say that Rav Huna holds you need bracha delay is ma'akev, that the bracha that they said to say on everything is ma'akev, so then they said to say bari pureitz on fruit.
I don't see what's insufficient about what we said previously to answer that question.
Because that's not the way Rav Huna seems. That's not the way the Riva seems to be learning.
Because
the Riva doesn't say that the reason is that he holds the shevach. It's not a specific shevach. He doesn't say that it's a machlokas of whether you need to mention the special attributes of yayin and pasim their bracha, he seems to be more of a generic idea. That they were masaking this bracha, and you didn't say the bracha they were masaking.
You know what I'm saying?
Like even if you took like any fruit, right? You said like thank you for like, and it was like.
So that's the question. Why what about all the other brachas they were masaking?
Right. Well, could go against the Mishnah, actually.
Oh, so it has to be. I mean, of course, he has to agree that in other things you'll be yotzei with a shakel. Has to be.
It has to be explained.
Right. So what do you say about that? It's a good question. Right. She doesn't learn like Rashi on that other Gemara either, where the Gemara says you're not going to be yotze with the halotzi for the yayin. So Rashi, because yayin is a whole separate thing, right? He seems to have a different gear. So he says yayin koveihu bracha latzmo pirish lefishu davar cholach latzmo shazu macho v'zem macho v'zem mashke. A different answer. You can't include the yayin in the mazon because it's a mashke. It's a different type of thing. But he's not learning like Rashi. He doesn't need to be learning like Rashi. He's derech. That go in bracha latzmo because it's a davar choshev. Different category, that's all. Yeah, so what do you say? What's the difference between the bracha delay of pas and yayin and the bracha delay of fruits and vegetables? Yeah.
One thing, though, is pas and yayin are the only thing that you can say that they really have a bracha.
Okay, good.
Anything else, there are parts of categories that you see that there's, you know, you're just more specific in your category, but here you see there's an idea that you say this is the bracha of pas. No, this is maybe the most appropriate bracha, but you never say this is its bracha.
Okay, that's good. In other words, David is saying that there were two ways that although we say you make a bari priya eitz on an apple, for instance, that's not like saying that they were masaking on an apple the bracha of bari priya eitz. Right? In the same way that you would say they were masaking on bread hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So what's the difference? So what did they say by an apple? What did they say?
Alperos
or Elon. Yeah.
And to go back to the idea we were saying before, the Breakout 8 references a category, albeit a more specific category than Shahakol or even Hadama. But the brachos they were masakin for, or at least for lechem, are directly related to that object. You're making it on.
In other words, isn't it? In other words, you say that by bore, by the peros ha'ilan, the peros ha'dama, you could say they set up certain rules. Well, this is a little descriptive. They set up certain rules. Okay? That these are the rules of brachos. And then when you come to an object, you have to see which rule it falls under. But by lechem and yayin, they said, this object demands this bracha. This object demands this bracha. Yeah, but what is the difference still? So what? So they set up a rule. What's the difference?
Focusing on the object in that case, aren't they? I mean, before it sounded like you were setting up, these are brachos which could apply to all the foods that we see. So if you see a food, check which bracha it falls under, and then apply that. Over here, it sounds like you're saying that they looked at an actual object and determined what would be the correct way to give shevach on it.
I mean, it's an interesting thing. It seems like the Ritva is saying that according to Rav Huna, bracha delay is ma'akev, right? But a thing you can only say this object really has a particular bracha if there was a specific takana on this object. Now, there was a takana of brachos in general is not give any particular object a shame of a particular bracha. There's no, you can't, in terms of being over In other words, that's just saying that there are rules of how to be a mishabeach. There are rules of how to be a mishabeach. Right? That those takanos are in terms of how to give shevach. That you should give the most precise shevach, and here are the different types of shevach. And each shevach that's most appropriate is the shevach that should be given. But you can't say any longer that no, as each as long as the shvachos do include each other, the gavra is still a mishabeach. In other words, if they tell you that there are better ways to give shevach and you should give the best kind of shevach, right? Then even if you give the more general instead of the more specific, you still did give a shevach. You just lack you're lacking in degree. But if they say this is this thing's bracha, then nothing else partakes of this thing's bracha. You understand? Even a more general shevach will partake of the shevach. But if they were koveya, this bracha for this object, it's not going to be, nothing else will include it. And if they're saying, when you are a mishabeach, there are better ways to be mishabeach. And here's the system of how to do it. But you can't say that the lesser way is not a shevach. I was yotzi my chi of shevach. I have a chi of shevach. And here are the types of shvachos. Now now each situation will have the most appropriate type. But one doesn't make but doesn't make the other ones not a shevach. Because they exist simultaneously. I mean, they're all true. They're all true with regard to, but they say, this is the bracha, that this object demands this bracha, there's no category. It's not a category, it's not in a category of it's not in a greater category of bracha, so one can include the other. This is this thing's bracha, and if you don't have this bracha, you don't have any bracha for this thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of a setup. You can't talk about bracha delay on the other object. Yeah.
So before the Chacham made the Takana, Rabbi Yossi,
that's a good question.
No correct way of bringing shevach to the.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
The lachem.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
It sounds like now they've given it. That's what it sounds like.
So that's his Kal Vachomer, though. In other words, what's his Kal Vachomer? His Kal Vachomer is that if when they gave the thing a particular shevach, even though you use a real form of shevach that the system of brachos recognizes, you're not yotzei. So then, Kal Vachomer, if you're outside the system of the shevach of brachos entirely, it's not a good shevach. Right?
Yeah. Well, there were a set of parameters that the Chachamim set up for sufficient bracha, and then this is even outside of
it. In other words, if I say Shehakol Nia Bidvaro, it is a Shevach, right? So why am I not Yotzei? So you see that when they were Koveya, once they're Koveya brachos, it doesn't matter that it's a shevach. If they're koveya brachos, if they're koveya, a system of brachos, and they say this object demands this bracha, right, then even though the thing that I say is a shevach, I'm not yotze, because there's a chiyuv in terms of the system of brachos itself. And if the system of brachos says that a lechem gets this bracha, right, and I'm not yotze with a perfectly good shevach that the system of brachos itself recognizes, correct? Then you see that it's not just a question of giving shevach. It's not just a chiyuv of giving shevach. It's a chiyuv of bracha. It's a chiyuv of being yotze a certain. It's a chiyuv of being yotze the obligation of the system of brachos that the Chazal were misakein. So if within the system of brachos I can't use an inappropriate bracha, right? Then certainly to give a shevach that's outside the whole system is no good.
No, the other way around.
No.
Good, because the system of brachos creates the chiyav. Otherwise, there's no chiyav. If you don't have the system of brachos, then you don't have a chiyav.
Okay, but I
then
have a chiyav.
You could use a regular shevach, and that'll be good.
Oh, no. I mean, say, when I am chayav a bracha, for instance, on an apple, right? If I make my own form of shevach, I'm definitely not good. I'm definitely
right.
Not yotzei.
Right.
Yeah.
The Kal V'Chomer,
what do you mean? The Kal V'Chomer is going to be that if I hold that there's an idea of bracha delay, if I hold there are instances of bracha delay, that means that I hold that the system of brachos itself is a ma'akev.
Then
it will certainly apply to the whole, to being outside the whole category of bracha.
Let's say even by Tina,
if you say Baruch HaMokom Shabara, of course
yeah.
You would not be Yosei.
You won't be Yosei. He's just using the specific instance of Yayin and Pas, and then he gets out the whole thing of...
He's showing from Yayin and Pas that Rav Huna holds is not just a Chiyav to be a Meshabea. In other words, Rav Yochanan apparently held that what?
Can you say that again? Right where you don't have that.
Rav Yochanan apparently held that there's a chiyuv to be mevarech, right? There's a chiyuv to be a mevarech, and Chazal instituted brachos to be yotzei that chiyuv. Correct? But the chiyuv is like Yoni was saying. The Gemara says that the chiyuv of brachos is a svara. Right? The Chi of Brachos is a Svar. It's not that the Chazal created the Chi of Brachos. The Chi of Brachos predates the creation of the specific Brachos. Correct? They were misakein the most appropriate way to fulfill that Chi of. But if I fulfill it another way, I'm Yotzei. Now the question is, does the system of Brachos create its own Chi of them now? And then I can say, yeah, you gave a Shevach. But you didn't fulfill the chiyav that the system of brachos imposed upon you, right? But if I say the system of brachos is the preferable way to be yotzei a pre-existing chov, right? Then if I'm yotzei it in another way, the whole system of brachos only exists when I'm in the state of needing a shevach, and because I'll say take this one. But if I give another shevach, and that removes my chiyav of shevach, even though it wasn't the best way to do it, but that chiyav of shevach, that was like Yoni said, if there were no system of brachos, and the guy said, Baruch HaMakom Shebara Zu, he would be yotzei. Right? He would have been yotzei. So because Chazal introduced a way to be yotzei too, that doesn't mean you're not yotzei anymore. It was like you have a chiyav tefillah. So we say they were misaki in a certain surah. But if you made your own lashon, you would be yotzi the chi of the rice of tefillah. You can't say yinacho yotzi the chi of the rice of tefillah because Chazal said to use these brachos. Now if my chi of using Chazal's brachos is to fulfill my chi of the rice, then I can't daven again. Because I have no more chi of the rice to use their surah, to use their brachos. So that's apparently Rav Yochanan holds. Those brachos are a svara. The chiyav of brachos is a svara. I'm sort of undercutting the whole system of brachos that Chazal created, because I'm being yotzei my primary chiyav with a primary bracha. So now I can't. Now I simply have no more chiyav. The brachos are good when you have a chiyav. Chazal he say use this one, use that one. And of course, if you use the wrong one and it's not a shevach at all, you're not going to be able to do anything. But if I use a homemade shevach that is mekayim, that original chiyuv, now there's nothing to say. So I would say, putting it together, so you could say the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan is when they were misakein brachos, is it simply dispensing with a prior? The Chazal set up a way to be yotze a prior chiyuv, or does the system of brachos itself, as a takana, have its own chiyuv? And then you can only be yotze that with the system of bracha. It's true, maybe you'll be yotze this far, but you're not yotze this chi of the rabbanon of bracha. The new chi of the rabbanon of bracha.
So even in regards to saying shahakol on other things, even though both Huna and Rabbi Yochanan hold that you're yotze, it's for different reasons. Because Rabbi Yochanan is going to be saying that you're making recourse back to that original chiyuv, and you're using the word.
That's a good question. Not necessarily, though.
Correct.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, that's a good question. You could try to define Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna a little differently, but...
What would Rav Huna tell you is the reason that you're yotze... you are yotze with a shahakol on an apple, but you would not be yotze if you said Baruch HaMakol on an apple?
According to Rav Huna?
According to Rav Huna. As the coach, can we say he certainly agrees that he's new form?
Because it's not a bracha. You have a chiyuv to make a bracha here. You don't have a chiyuv of sheva, you have a chiyuv of bracha. No, that's what we said before. The first thing is to show that there's a difference between bracha delay. Bracha delay only exists when they said this object is chayiv in this bracha.
What's the other side?
The other side say you're chayiv in a shevach, and here's the system of how to give...
Only talking about bracha delay right now? Or
no, we're making the kal v'chomer from bracha delay to outside the whole system of bracha.
That's
for Rav Huna? Rav Huna's kal v'chomer is that you see they set up a system of chiyuv of bracha itself. There's a system of chiyuvim within bracha itself. Right? Chiyuv the rabbanon of bracha. Correct? So if you can't be yotze with a shahakol, that shows you that what? That you're not being mekayim. Tree gave a shevach. So why aren't you yotze? Because there's a chiyuv of bracha itself. And if they said this is the bracha, then another shevach is not yotze the bracha, right?
And by shar dvarim, they just didn't say that this is...
But by shar dvarim, it certainly has to be a... Even though you might not have to say bracha delay, but you have to say bracha, or else you're not in the system of brachas at all.
It's
funny that it comes down, like, so Rav Huna is saying not only is the nature of the system of brachos different, right? Meaning it's a chiyuv bracha, not just right. But he's also saying that they created two types of chiyuv bracha.
Correct. Okay. That's bracha delay.
Right.
That's the first thing that you see, that there are two types of brachos. There's an idea of bracha delay. They said this particular object demands this particular bracha, and then they said there's a system of brachos, right? And brachos come in different types of shvachos. And when you're coming to be mishabeach, you have to make recourse to the system of bracha, right? But they're not being conveyed this bracha for this object. So as long as the bracha relates to the object, you yotze your chiyuv of shevach via bracha.
So the Ritva is not commenting at all on why they said these two different types of chiyuv bracha on pasim yain and then other dvarim.
Apparently the
where does this idea of bracha delay come from? Like, why do we say that they set up a bracha delay for yain and...
We have to say that. You have to say that, because you have to differentiate between why you're not yotze on pasim yain.
No, you're saying
natural way is to say, look, there's a system of brachos. You have to be yotze yachiv of brachos. And any bracha that's appropriate to the object will be yotze your shevach of bracha. Can't say I didn't give a shevach of bracha.
Right?
So why by passing yayin am I not yotze? Because they will convey a specific bracha.
Right.
But from that idea you see that there's a chiyuv of bracha, of bracha.
Which Rav Yochanan doesn't have at all.
He just has the idea of the bracha of svara.
I mean, you can only have an idea of bracha delay within... You can only have an idea of bracha delay within this idea of a chiyuv of bracha.
Exactly.
Just that concept wouldn't make any sense in...
That's right.
All right, fine.
So you see, since he holds that even specifics within bracha are ma'akev, when they make it a specific, certainly if they have a system of brachas in general and you're out of the whole system, it's not a good shevach. In other words, if within the system a particular is going to be ma'akev, then that shows you the system has a certain, that the system itself is ma'akev. If a particular is ma'akev, then certainly the whole system is ma'akev. So if they set up a system of brachos, and you're saying something that's not even in the whole realm of bracha, of course you're not yotzei.
But that particular is ma'akev in those particular cases, so who's to say that in the case of an apple, it couldn't theoretically go outside of the framework of brachos, because it's not
but
brachos.
They can't make a particular bracha ma'akev unless there's a system of brachos in the first place.
I don't mean general bracha ma'akev. Are you talking about things shakal and like pot, about points of
Rosh? Yeah, because he says that if you don't say the particular bracha, which is the
hamor,
you're asking why they can't have just made. You're asking why you couldn't just say that. That there is a chiyuv shevach, right, and everything else, but the Rav Huna just holds that they made a specific tefana on pas and
I'm saying you're taking Rav Huna's idea pretty much the way he sets up pas.
That wouldn't make any sense.
You just
say,
come in and
to create a new whole institution for one particular object.
Right,
you know, that was, you could say as once you have this institution of bracha. That shows you once you have the institution of bracha, you could say, and we're being mesakin brachos. This is how we're mesakin the brachos. These brachos are mesukan as the surah of general shevach, right? And these are and these particular objects are within the system of brachos. They mechayiv in a new bracha.
So you're saying
they are differentiated from the rest of the system.
Right.
If you don't have another system, will you just come in to make a bracha on pas and yayin? I mean, that would be weird.
Mm-hmm.
That would be inconsistent.
According to Ryohan, there's no chiyuv of bracha?
There is a chiyuv of bracha, but that is a chiyuv of...
In order to be yotze, you don't need to...
Not in order to be yotze, correct.
Right. It's just a way to fulfill your chiyuv shevach.
If they say, you want to be yotze, your chiyuv shevach, be yotze this way. This is the way you should do it. But if I'm yotze, I'm yotze. What can I do?
Right.
So it's not a chiyuv of bracha, it's a
chiyuv
of shevach.
It's a chiyuv in terms of the kiyam. It's not a new mechayev. They were mechayev you to be that you use the chiyuv is take away your choice of how to be yotze. But if you did, you did. What can you do? Right.
That would also jumping at the second explain that if you hold bracha delay, you have to coach game also hold that if you change the bear,
like
good.
That's right. No, it's when Rabbi Yossi says kol mishanim mimas beish tovu hachamim, he's showing you because he holds from the system of bracha.
Not vice versa. You could hold.
Yeah, not vice versa. Correct.
And also, for Yochanan, if you don't hold by bracha delay, you
can
hold either way. That's
So what does the Gemara? So the Gemara wants to say that it's not true. It's not true that Rav Huna. The point, though, for the point of the Gemara is not to bring a proof for Rav Huna or for Rav Yochanan. It's to bring a kasha on them, right? The point of the Gemara is not to bring a support for Rav Huna or for Rav Yochanan. It's to say that Rav Huna now is not going to be able to hold like Rav Meir. That's really what the Gemara is trying to say. In other words, the Gemara is saying, it's a kasha really, saying that Rav Huna cannot hold like Rav Meir. Right? Because Rav Meir says he's yotze with this. And Rav Yochanan cannot hold like Rav Yossi. Right? Because he says he's not yotze with this. So now the Gemara is going to try to say, no, they don't have to say that each one is going to exclude Tana.
So it's just trying to prove that it can be a valid
machlokes? No, it's really, I think it's more of a kasha.
What it's going to do is
that they don't have to pick sides in the machlokes tanayim.
So it can be a valid argument.
They remove the Tanaim.
No,
could be.
If they disagree with the Tanaim, then that's
well, no, they have
well,
a Tanaim.
They still
have
a Tanaim
to go with. They're going to have to be relegated to a Machlokas Tanaim.
It just wouldn't be their
They're
going
to have to choose a Tana. Now they don't have to choose a Tana. It's just better. Okay? So what does it say? So how's it going to work out now? So it says like this. Amalach Rav Huna, Ana da Amri Afilu Reb Meir. So you want to say that I hold, that I have to hold like Rabbi Yossi, you want to say I have to hold like Rabbi Yossi, right? But that's not true. I could really hold like Reb Meir. Why? Ad kan lo kom Reb Meir hosom, el heichad to kom mid madkar shmei de pas. Right? Al heichad lo kom madkar shmei de pas, afilu Reb Meir moda. So he wants to say that what? That you want, that your Kavachomer is based on, the Kavachomer is good if that's the way I really hold by Pas.
Because of Bracha
Delay. But it's not because of Bracha Delay. It's more like the idea we were saying before. That you have to mention the specialness of Pas. It's nothing to do with Bracha Delay. So the whole argument falls apart.
Yeah.
Right? You can't make a kavachomer to the system if it's only if it's a system requirement that's forcing you
Which
to.
Which one is it in the end? You have to think of reason.
We don't know apparently. We're trying to work with Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. We don't know what they really hold, but we're saying you don't have to say that they're relegated to different tanayim. Because we don't know. We don't really know the reason for Rav Huna.
If Rav Huna was here, he would have one of
these. He would know. He would know what he holds, but we don't know what he holds. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Loch Ona the Omri Afilu Rabbi Yossi. I could even hold like Rabbi Yossi. Right? Now why did you say before you couldn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Because we were saying before that as long as you give a Shevach you should be Yotze. Right? As long as you give a proper Shevach you should be Yotze. So that's his answer. I kind of look on Rabbi Yossi Hosom Elamishum de Koma Brochad Lo Takina Rabbanan. Oh yes, how does that work out? Let's figure that out. What? That what's he saying? That I hold really like Rabbi Yossi too. Right? One second. That what? That the only reason Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze. Oh, because he holds, no, it's
system.
Exactly, that's the other thing.
Going outside the system, but that doesn't mean just because I hold by the system doesn't mean I have to hold by a halacha of bracha delay.
That's right.
Can you say that again?
What?
He's saying I do hold that they were misaking a system, and the system and you're chayev in the system. But that doesn't mean but I don't hold from bracha delay.
Uh-huh.
Why do I hold from bracha delay?
Right.
Okay. All right. So let's take the next. Let's skip a little bit over here. Go to maybe a little simpler issue. We don't know. We don't know what the machlokes is.
But it doesn't give us more information.
I don't think anybody wants more information. Let's do the next two dots. Gufa. See over there, Gufa? Tola Mishnah. Gufa Tola Mishnah, right?
Uh-huh.
Do the Tosos, the Rosh, and the Meiri.